There you go. All right. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our call. It's great to see you guys. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from us. Oh, boy, you're getting me dizzy, Steph. She's muted. So I haven't heard anything from Jane or Allison or I just have to talk to Chet about when she's going to start coming to the calls. She's a little behind schedule, but so we're here, and let's just get started with, I'd like to everybody to just share one success. Like, so was there one thing that you were working on or said you were going to be working on, and or one revelation or something that you want to share? So I'll start with Lisa.
Well, I'm very happy that I have clients, and I'm freelancing with a company, I told you, and I have a steady stream of clients now and steady monthly income. I haven't reached my target amounts, but I'm really grateful that at least I have regular income.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it is.
That's excellent. Yeah, it's always something to celebrate, right?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, by the way. And your background looks like mine. This like loaded books.
Yeah, and I've got to get some studio lights because it's dark here now. It's night, and I don't have adequate lighting. So maybe I'll sort that out before our next call.
Before our next one. Okay. All right, so Diane.
Okay, this might sound a little minor to everybody else, but it was a big deal. As a couple of you know, I was doing an Ayurvedic cleanse last week, and it went really, really well. Yesterday we had beets for lunch, and
anticipation.
My transit time has improved. People, it's like 2 days, maybe 3 days when I do a transit test, and it's like, okay, wait, about 20 hours right on schedule. And it was like, so for me, that's huge.
That's huge. That's
because
great.
You guys know I've been working on this for like 2 years.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It makes all the difference in the world, you know, when you're pooping and you have clear, your head thinks clearer and you can do more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So yeah, it's huge to me.
Whew. Celebrate poof.
I can do that here.
That's great. Steph.
I'm not muted. I've been doing so much. I've been really productive the past few weeks, which is great. We've booked some calls for the, I was going to do the interviews for the functional probiotics, and I was like, and so people started to book those. So I'm really excited.
Nice.
Yeah. And I did the first case study. So I feel like I'm super close to having that program done, which makes me really happy.
Really nice. And then you don't have to do new stuff each time, right? You'll be able to just evergreen it.
Yeah.
And inevitably you're going to add new stuff each time though.
I've already thought of some stuff to add. Yeah.
But
also just further learning.
Big mouth, right? Yeah, let's do a bonus. So I just offered a bonus for IRSPT on the genetics of blood sugar testing. And now it's like, oh, now I have to schedule.
I have to make that. Yeah.
I have to actually create that. But you know, it works. Good. Great. And I'm going to just kind of text, I haven't heard. Did anybody hear from either of them do they post on the group? Allison, or let me just quick Skype Allison. Let me see if I can find her. Where is she? Allison. There we go. And just to let her know. Looks like she's not. She's yellow. I don't know if that means anything because I never change my Skype status and people always say, oh, you're off or you're on. I'm like, beats me. All right. Well, let's go around again. And this time let's work on something that you have a challenge with, and we'll just do our 12 minutes and then have a few minutes to wrap up. And the only reason I set the thing is it just helps us not to lose track of time. Usually it's pretty self-prophesizing. Okay. So Lisa, do you want to start?
Yeah, kind of continuation of what we spoke about last time. The two of you don't really know, but I was having a bit of a crisis because I sort of lost track of my mission and what I was doing and how I was doing things, and I felt the need to redo my internal structure. And while I haven't made a lot of progress since we last spoke, because I had actually quite a few clients, but I have, instead of trying to be everything to everybody, I thought, what is my, what do they call it, unique selling position? And I think it really is that I'm a functional nutritionist and I'm a clinical nutritionist, and that I can work at both spectrums as a lifestyle nutritionist and the functional one, you know, on both sides of the spectrum. But I think what really sets me apart is that I'm highly technical, highly clinical. So I thought, okay, then that needs to reverberate through all of what I do. And then it will help me as well with my target audience and all that. But I still thought that I needed to offer an interim, you know, for example, going from my strategy session to my actual programs, I thought it was a big jump. And I have decided then I'd have something called the Food First program, but I would say like Food First Chronic Fatigue, Food First Autoimmune, Food First Diabetes, whatever. Mm. That way I could more easily define the target audience and then make special sales pages just, you know, for people who have blood sugar issues, you know, or autoimmune issues. And that way it is a bit more specific, and maybe I will attract then the type of people that I would like. And then the Food First one is real simple, sort of meal plans, but then the next one would be the Health Optimizer. And then that would be also condition-led. So I would say Health Optimizer, autoimmune, whatever. That's as sort of as far as I got.
Okay, so I'm just going to interrupt you there because I get a little, it feels overwhelming.
Okay.
You start to say you're going to create a sales page for Food First diabetes, Food First this, Food First that.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean,
okay.
And those things are hard. They're challenging to put together. And then you have to think about what's my strategy for driving people there. So I would rather see you have free things that maybe touch on each of those areas, but
Lead
to one place where you tie them together.
Okay.
Right? Because there's so much, you know, there's not a lot of difference between how you're going to work through somebody with diabetes versus somebody with autoimmune. You're going to be going through all those foundational things. You're going to be looking for the imbalances, but they don't know that.
No, that's right.
Suffering from. So what I would rather see you do is have, like, in terms of lead magnets, have three to start, you know, start with one though. Okay. You start with one and you lead them through, but you can have multiple lead magnets, one that hits them where they're talking about diabetes and one that hits them with their autoimmune and one that hits them with their digestive issues, but they come together and you educate them that it's all the same, you know, that we're going to work through it. I'm, you know, specialize in these areas because there's this underlying root cause that we're really going to work on. We're not going to work on your disease. We're going to work on your balance, and that's your uniqueness, that you work on restoring balance, not treating a disease.
Yeah.
Makes sense? Because what you just said before had me going, it's crazy. It's too much. Too much work.
Yeah, I also thought it was a lot of work, but so that's an easier, well, that's a more clear way of doing it. So
and you're going to start with one, right? Okay. Like, what's one that will tie a lot of those things together? Like, what's something that all the people that are experiencing diabetes, autoimmune, or say there's three things you want to work with, autoimmune, diabetes, and what's one more? Chronic fatigue.
Right? Yeah, chronic
what's
fatigue,
one symptom set or something that's going to be common to all of those? That all of them go, right? And then you can bring them in. You don't have to have a separate one. You can go, that's like sophisticated marketing. That's like marketing 202.
Okay.
We're starting with marketing 101, right?
Okay.
Marketing 202 is we get sophisticated and we have all these landing pages and they all come in and I, you know, there's people who teach that and they have this beautiful system. But let's start with one. And I heard something yesterday I'm going to just pass on to you because it really hit me right across the noggin real hard, is that say you've got these multiple projects, right? Mm-hmm. And you think, and I'm just going to give you an example that's, you know, completely arbitrary, but it's like, say you know that when you finish each of these projects, like say you have three projects and you know that at the end of each of these three projects, you're going to create this stuff and you're going to be able to generate $1,000 a day from them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have, and each of them is going to take you 5 days to do, right? So you decide you're going to devote this time every week, but you have this other stuff to do. So like 3 days a week, you're going to devote time to working on these projects. And the other 2 days you're seeing clients or whatever else. And so on day one, you work on project one. On day two, on take two, you go see patients. On day three, you work on project two. And on day four, you go do your other stuff. And day five, you work on project number three. And then you take the weekend off, assuming we actually take weekends off. But big assumption, right? So yeah. Then you take the weekend off, right? Yeah. So now you've gotten along and you've gotten 1 day of each of those 4 days, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next week, you do the same and the same. At the end of the 4 weeks, right? The first project, that first date up, first one's going to be done and you're going to generate $1,000. And then the second day, the other one's going to be done and you're going to generate $2,000 that day. The third day, you're going to generate $3,000, right? And then from there on in, you're going to generate $3,000. But what if you worked on that first week, you worked on project one, project one, project one, project one. And then that fifth day, like, you're gonna have project one done and you get $1,000. Now you're getting $1,000 for the whole rest of the month, right? Whatever that is, the 20 days. For the whole rest of that month, you're making $1,000. There's $20,000. Then the next, a week later, you've got number two done. Now you're making $2,000 for that, you know, whatever it is, number of days, 14, 12, whatever days. That's $32,000. Right. And then the third one, by the time you get to that day where you were going to start making $1,000 a day, you've already made like $30,000-$40,000. Right. So when somebody put it in those words, it was like, why am I working on multiple projects at the same time? Get one done, get it monetized, get it out there, and then do the next one. Mm-hmm. And then do the next one, and then do the next one. So if you want to have this appeal to multiple audiences, mm-hmm. pick the one that you're most passionate about, that you think is most needed. Use some criteria to choose what it is. Arbitrarily throw a dart and see where it lands. Whatever. That doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. It's going to be best if it's the one that's closest to your heart because you're going to have the most fun doing it. And you just work it. You get it done. You get your little funnel done. Free thing into something, maybe a $7 whatever, one of your checklists, into a webinar that becomes automated that offers your program, right? Or gets them to a strategy session or whatever it is that you want to do for your marketing. But you get that moving. Then you go and you hit the next group of people and the next group of people, right? Okay. Okay. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, doesn't that feel relief though? Like a lot less work?
Yeah, it does. And I feel a little bit less, how can I say, anxious. Because I was thinking, oh, I have to redo everything and I don't know how I'm going to do it. But yeah, that's.
Think about those common things. Like I cheated. I said, okay, who doesn't have fatigue? 80% of the population has fatigue. Great. Who doesn't have brain fog? You know, probably 50% of the population or 75. To be realistic, probably 95%, but they don't all admit it. Brain fog, right? Yeah. Who doesn't have excess belly fat? Even the skinny people, the athletes at the track, you know, and the kids at the swim team. Like I watched kids with their bellies hanging over their bathing suits and their arms were like Amazon women and their bellies were hanging over. Who doesn't have that problem? So you hit people with a complex of problems or pick one of them and then you just work with that. And there's enough people. You don't want to be everything to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Exactly. And you're unique. We have to be really realistic, right? If you really like working with people who don't know anything about nutrition and you just want to teach them all the basics and get them started and that's your passion, that's great. You're going to talk to them differently and attract them in differently. If you want to get those people who've been like struggling and they're trying this and they're trying that and yeah, they're misinformed. So they're, you know, eating gluten and they're eating every 2 hours, but they're actually thinking about their food and trying to follow advice and you're going to get in there and get them on the right track. That I feel like is where you shine and really enjoy it because you want to dig in and figure it out. Right? Yeah. You're going to talk to them differently. You're going to talk to them very differently.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And you can focus on that small subset. And then if you like, okay, I want to branch out, then you can create some opt-in things that take people through and get them into your food first where the others you're going to kind of gear them towards the health optimization right away. You're not going to do food first with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And the first step is clarity. So you're getting clearer.
Yeah. Yeah, I am getting clearer. And I guess the food first could also be a, how can I say, an option I can give for people if they're not buying into the health optimizer, the more expensive program.
That's right. And that's where I find that when you make offers to people on a phone call or on a webinar, if you've got three levels, you offer them the middle level. Because if you offer them the low level and then you say, oh, and I have this other level and it costs this, they go, oh, like, why would I need that extra? Right? Cause you've just did a great job of selling this. So you sell that middle level and they're like, oh, I really want it, but it's $1,000. I don't have $1,000. And then you offer them the next, the level down from it, that whatever $397 where it might have sounded expensive to begin with now sounds like a discount and they jump. Right. And then you have the high, high end, which is for the rare people. And a lot of times when I've been on strategy calls, cause you can wing it, I'll go, this person doesn't need my high end. They only need a 3-month program. We're going to do this. They're really on the right track. They're very self-motivated. I'm going to offer them that, but I'll tell them, I'll say, you know, I have these three levels and I do have this 6-month more intensive program, but you know, based on what you're telling me, I just don't think that you really need it. Sometimes that makes them go, what do you mean? I don't think you're a good candidate for it. What do you mean? I'm a good candidate for that. And sometimes they try to talk themselves into it, which is great, right? Yeah. I'm not qualified. What? I am qualified. I can be. And if you talk to somebody who you really don't think is going to be ready for what you have to offer, you let them know that, you know, I really have a lot to offer, but I feel like you're just not there yet. Like you're not motivated enough. You're not ready to do some really difficult things that are going to have to be done. And then if they really want your help and they've resonated with you, they're going to talk themselves into it. They're going to talk you into working with them. So it's a psychological strategy that it's not manipulation. It's just helping people to make a choice that they really need to be making. Make sense?
Yeah,
because I think we get on and we go, well, I know your pocketbook might be, you know. I remember doing that with one person who she made $10 an hour. She was had all kinds of credit card bills. She was really wanted to get her health together. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I set up this follow-up with her. But, like, how am I going to offer her this? When she hears the prices, she's going to go through the roof. But I took a deep breath and I said, look, based on what you're telling me, you need the 6-month program. You have so much going on. It's just going to touch the surface if we go for 3. I really think you need it, but I'm concerned that I just don't think financially it's going to be an easy move for you. So I can tell you. So she goes, tell me the prices. So I told her, she goes, I'm going for 6 months. And I was like, I'll put it on credit card. I'll get another credit card. Right. So you really, really being honest with them, and instead of playing your stupid ideas, right? We all have them about that person can't afford it. You don't know if she doesn't have an endowment that her dad left her or whatever. You don't know anything about their financial situation and you don't know how dedicated they are. So I would say, look, I'm concerned, like based on what you're telling me, you know, your finances are a concern, but based on what you're telling me, this is what you need. This is what I would give you. If money were no object, this is what I would offer you. And sometimes they'll just go, that's what I want. Right? Make sense?
Yeah. No, that's great. I'll do that.
Okay. Any questions or any?
No. I'm glad that we actually spoke before I started getting to work with all those things.
One at a time. Yeah. Finish one, then start the next. When I heard that thing, I was like, oh my God, how much money am I leaving on the table? And then it ends up being, it takes longer because you're trying to figure out this and you have to regroup and get back into the mode of this other project.
Yeah.
One at a time. One at a time. Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Diane?
It's more to get some feedback. As I was going through, you know, you remember you were talking with us on the one-on-one call about pulling out the track kind of stuff for, you know, a mini course. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was going through the transcripts, which are really handy to have printed out by the way. And I think we've got, at least 4 you know, modules related to this, because I thought we could have one on like restaurants and menus, one on even like with hotels and stuff, like, you know, if you can get a mini fridge, mm-hmm. right? Because that gives people more options. Right. And then the literal travel, like a backpack if you're traveling by plane, or what you can pack in. And cooler.
Yep. You're frozen. Leaves us hanging.
And really, I was thinking that the important thing to really focus on to sell this would be that this is the part that you can purge your pantry, you can prepare your own food at home, but then, oh hell, I just got a business trip, what do I do?
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm thinking that by marketing it that way, that would be the angle, you know, when you have to step outside our bubble, because we're not going to a Dr. Rita Marie event, right? So we can't trust the food, right. You know, and so it's parts of two different modules from the big program, but it seems to me going through it that this will make, you know, a really solid, reasonably comprehensive small program. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if any, you know, if you or anybody else, if that sounds like the right approach.
Yeah. So I heard that restaurants, and menus, navigating restaurants and navigating the menus, hotels, you know, preparing for staying
hotel.
In a hotel, the kind of thing you can do, preferably get a condo and get a, you know, one of these little mini suite type of hotels, minimally, you know, refrigerated. And what do you stock? What do you bring? And then I heard you say two things there. I saw two modules where you saw one was car travel, plane travel.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering was about
separate. I would do two separate ones. Keep them short and simple, and keep them, because people could go right to, oh, I'm going on a car trip, let me go to that module. Oh, I'm going on an airplane trip, let me go to that module. And then, I would just also do around town running errands kind of thing, right? What do you do to keep yourself? Because that's where people fall on their faces all the time. They're out Christmas shopping and, you know, the pretzel stand looks really appealing because they didn't bring any food with them and they were out 3 hours longer than they anticipated being out. So, you know, kind of keeping your emergency stashes in your car and how you would even stock your car for just around town type travel.
Okay. Yeah, that's something I hadn't really thought of. Yeah, that was
a resource for seeing how people react to this is go to Sharla Jacobs, page, and I'll see if I think I might have posted it somewhere. When she was traveling a few months back, she actually created this video showing people how she travels and stays healthy. And she kept being, and Dr. Rita Marie made me this menu plan and I'm following her menu plan. And you remember that? I posted it and she was just all excited and sharing with people like, you don't have to lose this. You know, this is a high-end person. Well, I got to the hotel room. I scoped it out. I brought all this stuff. I stocked my refrigerator. I looked to see what fresh produce I did. I looked to see what the nearest store was. I called Uber. I got them to take me there. I got my stuff. I stocked up. Now I have my wraps and I have my dips that I took from home and I have my, you know, and she just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
You know, we actually did do that when we traveled to LA.
Yeah.
Several people wanted to. The Whole Foods and it's about because I was wondering, it was like, is it gonna be too much for one or is it not gonna be enough for two? Or but I think it could be two.
Yep. And I've posted too some stuff I think on the Sweet Spot Facebook group when I traveled to LA recently. Or San Diego, wherever I was in San Diego, and I showed all the things I bought at the store. Like if you find a really good health food store, I showed all the things I'd bought and what I was planning to do with them. And I put them back in my fridge. So that's a good thing to look at too. And I'm happy to, you know, you're happy. You can share my stuff or you can interview me if you want as part of it as a bonus. I'd be happy to, you know, share what I always do, because, yeah.
Idea. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Cool.
Steph getting undressed, huh?
I had to put another layer on.
There you go. So, Steph, you're up next, and Allison, yay, you're here.
Hey. Yeah, sorry. I just had to put on some cream. Super dry here.
Super dry. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I do have some questions. They're not very exciting. But I could use some opinions. I also have a suggestion for Diane too, but I can wait until after.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right.
So I'm making some changes to functional probiotics now that it's almost up. We sat down and I kind of talked about what I feel like is missing from the program, and I feel like I can add this. And I'm wondering if I should add anything else or what I can change or how to optimize this. So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause you're pretty familiar with the program. So, I feel like people need more practice looking at the labs. Yeah. So what I've noticed when I'm meeting with people for case studies is that they don't remember the stuff that I told them in the modules. I'm like, okay, what do you see on this? Cause I want them to like present their case study, and they're like, oh, I don't remember that or whatever. I'm like, what? No. So they need more practice with that. So I was thinking at the end of each little unit, or there's like the big units and the modules within them. So at the end of each module to have practice with something. So looking at this lab or listening to this call and then write down the three things that, you know, you would start with, or just something, some kind of practice at the end of each module. So
you
that
just
they
add
can,
that to as a practice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a little extra thing at the end. And then to have some games, like what I had at Shine last year.
Yeah.
So we got them talking and they did sort of like a practice intake.
Yep.
I could make up some more mock clients like that, mm-hmm. and then have people somehow like meet on Facebook or meet on Skype or do something.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could like basically act this out. Cause I also am feeling like even just like this whole OPP, like URSSST thing is like, isn't happening.
Yeah.
People are just kind of going like, okay, you've got candida, like let's get some whatever magnesium. So I feel like they need more practice.
Yeah, you do that in Zoom too. Zoom has rooms. You can break out rooms.
Yeah, that's true. I could do Zoom rooms. So just have calls that are dedicated to this practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah, I'm actually going to write that down because it might be just easier. Zoom. Rooms. And then I want to add some quizzes. Like I'm adding the case studies. We've got that. That's all fine. But I want to add some quizzes. Like at the end of the modules so that I can at least get, like I know it's not about memorizing stuff, but I need to know what they learned.
Right. And so that I can change. Memorize that they can look it up. You know, you want them to
look
it up too, right?
Yeah. Get that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That too. So it's not really about memorizing, but it is about like, do they know the stuff?
Right.
Like you have to kind of somewhat know it to know where to look it up.
Yes.
Like, I don't know your stuff, but I'm like, okay, I know there's something about this in this module.
Right.
I don't fully remember it. I know it's important here, and I can go back and I can just pull it
and
up.
And that's exactly why we do quizzes. Exactly for that reason. Because that's what life is about. New client comes in and something totally new you've never dealt with before.
Yeah.
What book am I going to pull out and look up that mechanism? Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it helps them to see what was important in there. Like what you saw as what was important clinically, which would help prepare them for the tests.
Right.
I mean, the cases.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So like what are, you know, the five main points, which I did say at the beginning of each module, like these are the five things I really want you to learn here, but, I still think
repetition,
it's not
repetition.
I need a quiz.
Repetition.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anything else? that I guess maybe Diane's been through the program. Maybe there's something that could be added. I don't want to like just have a list of stuff to add. But I'm just wondering for integrating learning. Like I like to add games and, activities.
All those things are good.
Yeah. You there?
She's got something she's about to say.
Oh my gosh.
Thinking.
She's thinking.
When I... I was listening, quizzes would help me a lot. More case studies would help me a lot. The really practical stuff, because I've been through Core Reset, Core Wellness, and this one.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to integrate some of it, but I still don't look at things the way you do because I don't have the same background. Yeah. And so having ways where you could have practical exercises like that or test us on what we learned, that would be very helpful for making me feel more confident, like, you know, like I had a better grasp of it.
Right.
At
the end of each section, I would say things like 27-year-old female presents with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What's your first step?
Right.
What's the first thing you're going to do? And you can give them a multiple choice or you could just have them write it out. Probably easiest right. grading and all that is multiple choice.
Right.
But I think that like actually giving them, because if you give them a whole case and say, here's the lab, solve this, figure it out, what's going on, there's a lot there. But if you do, okay, what's your first step? Okay.
So yeah, exactly.
Now maybe you give them another case, which was I've already asked this. We already know this. Now what's my next step?
Yeah.
Right. Or we've just run the labs and it shows up with low pancreatic elastase and high fecal fat and, you know, but there's no organisms. What's my next step?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or, you know, those sorts of things that you can actually take them through different steps in the case. As opposed to having to go, here's the case, go from start to finish. You give them different stages so that they have to think it through. Or you give them a whole
that's
bunch
what
of
I was thinking.
Work, and then you go, oh, now what?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So just to have the exercises relating to what was in the module. So if I was talking about a certain thing, then just have it be that. Not present the whole case.
Exactly. Pieces of the case.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of like board exams, you know, and then they give you these crazy ass answers like A and B, not B, but three, blah, blah, blah. And you go, I thought I did, but I really don't anymore.
Right.
Not like that. Cause that's just BS. That's just trying to trip people up. But you really want them to see like how they're going to do it. And, you know, and just practical stuff like the person's, I don't know that some of the stuff like that we'd see in an interview with people. Now she keeps talking about her Aunt Sarah and her Aunt Sarah's things. Now what's important in this? Oh, this is a good kind of question. My
student, have a little
get that all the time in math. And it's like, you know, they could get confused with all this extra information. Like what's the relevant information here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So have like almost like a recording of an intake conversation and then have a debrief afterward. Like, okay, see here where she like pause where she said this, this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What are you thinking or whatever? What are you thinking first? And I'm like, okay. Yep. That's really good.
And you know, sometimes on the calls where I'm going through cases and I'll, you know, the person that submitted the case just wants an answer, right? And I'm going, okay, so here's the questions to ask. This is why I'm going to ask this. Okay, now we're going to do this. This is why I'm asking this. This is the reason. So they get that full practical,
Oh, that's great. Yes.
What about something like, similar to a virtual retreat where you had like a role play? Do you have somebody who you could do that with?
Yeah, well, I would like you guys, I would like the people in the program to do the role
play. Like you going through an intake with somebody? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
like with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you model it first, and then you do it. Like we did. Yeah. You were a guinea pig at the first NEPT retreat. Remember, I got you on stage, and I started asking you questions, and you know, and then I would say, and then Lynn was doing that for kind of the, from the marketing standpoint. I was pulling it apart and saying, okay, see how she said this. You know, that's not a good approach. Let's do it this way instead. Now see if she would have asked this question, she would have gotten better information. So really going through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really good. To I'll set a model. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Sweet.
The other thing I find helpful, and that we've added them, we're going to add them to more of the places, is the pretests. Cause then, cause it's one thing to have objectives, but people gloss over objectives. But if you give them test questions that are the same exact thing as the objectives, pretty much, right? So it's what to find out what you know going in. And that way, when they find out, like, I just got all the questions wrong, they know they have to focus. Oh, I just got these two right, but I got these three wrong. Oh, I got to focus. They're going to pay attention when they hear that because they've already been pre-framed to look for it.
Yeah, and but I also need to know what they know.
Where they are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sweet. Yeah. Pre-tests. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Good. You're doing a great job. Anything else? Anybody else have anything to add? Lisa, do you have anything? Allison, you've been through lots of grand rounds. You probably can give her a few tips here. No? Okay. All right. Great. We will go get that in. Either my phone didn't time it or, you did that in 11 minutes. Holy cow.
It's a new record.
Pretty quick.
I'm efficient. I'm efficient.
And efficient, yeah. All right. So, Allison.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, 8 minutes disappears very quickly when you're chopping up veggies for supper. So I was hoping to be, I was trying to get my e-zine out this afternoon so that I could report that I'd done my e-zine, which still hasn't gone out since 1st of December, but I'm 3/4 of the way through it. What I've done is I've added all my clinic dates and speaking dates for the next month, which now is amounting up to quite a lot. So that's quite exciting. I was also hoping that I was going to be able to report that I'd been courageous and spoken to a client, I sent an email, and I still haven't been able to do that. So I'd like some help with what Andrew J. Lee calls, good coaching goodbyes, basically. You know, coaching goodbyes. So when you part the way, how to make it an amicable parting, not just at the end of somebody's allotted period, but when something's gone less brilliantly. So the situation is that last week, one of my friends who's a partner in general practice hurt her back, and the practice manager asked if I could do a locum on the Monday, which is where my private clinic was. I looked in my diary and moved my private patient because the other two had cancelled anyway. So I moved my one private patient from there to the Friday, only to find out in the middle of the week that I had already booked a locum that day on the Friday. So I ended up working 5 days a week of GP locums last week, plus having a very irritated private client she herself had cancelled her January appointment. She had booked this on Monday, and she'd moved stuff around on Friday, especially to be fitted in with me on Friday. So how to deal with that, where you know you have given a less good service than you want to by a long way, but at the same time, right from the start, she said, I want you to know that I only believe in evidence-based medicine. And she unsubscribed from my mailing list during the Medical Success System launch. And she's not interested in the educational side. And she's a bit spiky. She's not as stressy as a lot of them. But at the same time, I felt like when I was speaking to her on the phone, I emailed her on Wednesday and then we spoke on the phone on Thursday. But I felt like I was being told off by a head teacher. Mm. It just felt completely like the wrong sort of relationship. Does anybody get that? I can see that Diane and Steph are laughing familiarity of that sort of scenario. So I want to send her a letter saying, you know, she's all the time saying, I'm spending a lot of money on this sort of thing. And I just want to sort of suggest she goes and gets some patches from her doctor, you know. So good ways of saying goodbye to a client would be a great coaching subject. Does that make sense?
And just this is complicated. Like, this sounds like somebody you would have wanted to have that conversation with had this week had not happened. And it would be much better, easier to do it had you not been at fault, right? Because of having instigated her irritation by having to cancel. What I find a lot of times is, you know, if you wanted to continue with the person, it's a different approach. It's like, totally apologetic. I'm going to give you an extra free session just because of my, you know, and I'm going to fit you in and I'll do it on a weekend if you need to. And like really being going out of the way to accommodate, is how I would have approached that piece.
Good to know. I did offer her Sunday afternoon or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week when I wasn't doing locums as I have more flexibility. But no, she didn't want to do it on Sunday because that's her personal time. And right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, she's working, so she can't possibly make any adjustments. No, she can't see me in the evening. And she ended the phone call last Thursday. I suggest you go away and think about this.
Yeah, Mom. Okay, Mom. I will take care of it.
Honestly, it just made me think of my headmistress like 40 years ago.
So the thing that occurs to me is having a conversation and go, look, I really am sorry about what happened. And, you know, I do this locums. They called me. I messed up with the schedule and I totally take ownership of that. And I feel like, you know, you're not really happy with this kind of coaching and this relationship. I feel like this isn't meeting your needs. So tell me more about that. Like, just open it up to her. Tell me more about that. So I'm just perceiving that this isn't meeting your needs. You know, you've been, you know, I totally understand you being upset that I canceled the appointment. But on the other hand, I'm always still getting this vibe that this isn't what you really want. Tell me more about that. What are you feeling? You know, what do you really want? How do you want to proceed? Right? I'm happy to work with you if what you want is the kind of care that I offer. Right. And this is the kind of care that I offer. It's about self-empowerment. It's about educating people to understand what's going on in their condition so you can make the right choices and that, you can actually speak to whatever doctors you're working with so you can be empowered to stand up for yourself and what you need. And if you really just want the Western medical approach, then I would suggest that I can recommend some folks that do that. That will just give you your bioidentical hormone replacement, check your levels every 6 months, and that'll be that. And if that's what you want, I totally honor that and respect that. And I can make a recommendation of who you can see to get that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it does. It's not easy having that conversation with somebody. It's just not easy.
No, it
needs to happen and you get into that place where you're real clear because you attracted this person somehow, right? Mm-hmm. Something you said or did attracted her in, something about your energy. And maybe it was just the universe's way of saying, Allison, here, we need you to have this wake up call and clarity, right? But something, she was attracted to you for some reason. And right now it's not really clear to you what, because she doesn't want what you have to offer and she just wants to be snarky and snidey. And it's about her, not you. Like, yeah, you goofed up and you made a mistake and, scheduled her when you shouldn't have, but you're taking ownership of that. Make sure you do. You know, don't be defensive about it. Well, I didn't know and they did this. No, I totally screwed up. I didn't, you know, think about it and I'm really sorry. And I'd like to make it right by you, but also I'm feeling that maybe this isn't the right relationship, that isn't what you need the most. And I want you to get what you need the most. So make it about them, about you being caring for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not into just writing scripts. I'm done with that. I did it for 17 years in practice. I found that there's a lot of limitations on it. It's just not where my passion lies. I'm about empowering people to take charge of their own health. I'm about empowering people to look at the root cause of their imbalance and help them to correct it. And yeah, we'll prescribe bioidenticals along the way and whatever else is needed. But what I'm really about is just, it's just not just Western medicine. It's more of a complementary approach. And if that's what you want, let's just talk about how we can make this work. And if it's not what you want, I'll help you to find somebody who can give you what you want. So it's all about being you, being generous and kind and caring and putting her interests first, not you saying, don't talk to me like that. And I don't like being, you know what I'm saying? Like you're talking to me like a mistress or whatever, because you're feeling that. And I don't want that to come across.
Great.
I want you to let go of that blame on her, because clearly there's something that's triggering it. And it may be something very old, a very old wound that she may not be willing to talk about. And sometimes when you have those conversations, you know, something comes out and then they switch. They make a shift.
Yeah.
Victim, right? That's the word that comes to my mind. Victim mode, right? She's in victim mode. Mm-hmm. And she'll use anything that goes wrong as an excuse to just keep her in that place, like to prove that she's right, that she is a victim.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not going to want to work with people who are, if they think you're nutty when you tell them that, you know, doing appreciations first thing in the morning is one of the best ways to improve their health, they're probably not your right client, because that's who you are.
I have not asked any of my clients to do that, just on my program, so...
Just on your program, yeah.
This is why it's feeling like all the private work is feeling like a misfit.
Here's the thing. Be you on the private work and those people will flock. Try to be Miss, you know, Dr. Allison, the MD from the NHS, while you sneak in the other good stuff. And that's when you're going to get those people who want the doctor from the NHS. And they think the other stuff is wacky. So just be who you are. Just be who you are. You radiate when you who you are. You have so much knowledge. You have so much of the science behind it. You have so much medical experience. But you're not that. You've got so much more to you and so much more that you can help people with. And if you're afraid to be you, then they're feeling that. And that's where that tension comes.
I feel pinioned.
Pinioned.
Pinioned like a duck that's got its wing pinioned so I can't fly.
Yeah, no, let yourself fly.
I get frustrated in my private clinics because people only want to come and see me every 6 months for a prescription.
Right, because that's what you're used to. That's what you've been doing for 17 years in your practice. That's what they're expecting. This is where I'm going back and creating some videos that... Okay, if you want to have a session with me, if you want to have like a strategy session with me, I want you to watch this video first, because this will tell you a little bit about who I am and what, and really come from your heart. I want you to be deeply healthy. I have seen the limitations of Western medicine. It's great in crisis care, and I'm happy to incorporate it where needed, but you deserve more. You deserve so much more. I want this for you. And this is the kind of care I can give you. If this is something you want for yourself, just click here and sign up for a strategy session and we'll chat and we'll see if it's the right thing. And that's again, that thing of you're being selective. We'll see if you're a good match for me. And if you are, then I will take you through this process. I will be dedicated to you. We will dig. We will find what's wrong. We'll get to the root and we'll incorporate the best of Western and alternative medicine and, you know, whatever works. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, can I say something?
Yes, please.
Allison, where do your clients come from? Like, how do they come to you mm-hmm. at this point?
Referrals.
So I get
some people on Facebook who talk to me, but then they're still in the NHS mindset of not paying for any health care.
Right.
Generally, there's somebody referred from the private doctor that I work in his clinic. Mm-hmm. I've got a Bowen's technique therapist who's booked me two entire clinics with her clients who want bioidentical hormones. So I'm working at her place for those. Mm-hmm. My networking, I'm getting referrals from my networking, but most of the time they don't want to spend money either. So I had one person booked in for that day who then...
So everybody's coming from some kind of a filter where they are expecting, like, Western medicine.
Yeah.
Like, is there any way to send them through a filter where basically all these people are going to be repulsed by you unless they are your ideal client? Right. Like, why can't you just have some, like, where you're super woo-woo and you are like, hey, we need sleep and we need to drink water. And if these people are, like, not into it, they're going to be just like, you know, I can't work with Allison, and you're not even going to have to deal with them.
Yeah.
Like, is there some kind of a free... like a system you can send them through where, like, your ideal clients are going to be like, yeah, and then everybody else is going to be like, ooh, and then you won't ever have to talk to them.
No, that's what I was thinking, something. A video, like a landing page and a really connecting video that says, this is the new medicine. This is what I'm moved from being in 17 years in NHS old medicine. This is the new medicine, and it incorporates all your lifestyle. You don't have to be woo and talk about animal mediums and all that. I mean, you know, I got there, but you know, you can do that once you've got them in and you get their feel for whether they like that or not. But the woo stuff of, like Jeff said, sleep and water and there's some basic lifestyle stuff that the NHS just doesn't teach you about, that they don't recognize. And there's a growing huge body of evidence that this stuff is the key to your health. And if you don't address it, then you're just going to be on prescription after prescription after prescription, and you're not going to get well. And I'm here to help you get to the root and experience not just symptom-free life, but, like, explosively ecstatic, wonderful, healthy, vibrant life. If that's what you want, great. If you don't want that, I just recommend you stick with your NHS docs. Or there are some great bioidentical people who just write prescriptions for bioidenticals. I'll send you to them. And have those people. Have a referral network where people you can send them to. I'm sure there's some bioidentical docs in your area that don't do any of this other stuff. There's certainly plenty of them here in the States that all they do is go, oh, instead of putting you on Premarin, we're going to give you a bioidentical hormone thing. And we're going to test your estrogen and progesterone, and here's a prescription. And that's it. They think they've done their thing. You probably have those. So just say, look, Dr. Smith over here is a really nice guy, and he does, you know, he veers a little bit out of the Western approach by doing bioidentical hormones, and he'd be happy to help you. He's not going to ask you to change your life or change your diet or sleep more. He's just not going to go there if that's not what you want. You know what I mean? And you can make that video and just come from your heart.
Yeah.
And
the right people would think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it might even, the people who are open to it but don't know yet that that's what they want would also think it's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then the people who are not open to it would be like, ooh, click, and then it'll be fixed. Yeah.
Yeah. Just really be you. Just be you. Be you. Leave out the animal spirits for now, but they can find that out later, right? The real blue stuff. I don't talk to people about muscle testing or sway. I don't talk about anything other than the scientific basis for lifestyle changes. Once we're in my fold and I feel comfortable with them, I say, hey, there's some other stuff that you might be considering. Or they tell me, I went to this kinesiologist and my kinesiologist this. I'm like, oh, great. I can talk to them about this. Right? But yeah, you can do that. You can do it. You're just afraid. Because, you know, here's the thing. If you get rejected for, you know, being your NHS Dr. Allison's self, right? Then it's not like you being personally rejected. It's like they're rejecting that model. They don't like that model. They don't want that. That's fine. But when you bear and when you become vulnerable, you risk, like, feeling that personal rejection. And it's scary. It's scary. When I first started getting things like people telling me I was selfish and all I wanted to do was sell things, and, you know, how dare I try to sell things after I'd just given them, you know, 15 hours of free videos. Like, how dare I was selfish. I'm not really into it. If I really want, you know, I'm like, it hurt. I mean, I cried. But then I went,
it's like those comments on that joint webinar we had, you know, yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's like that, then they're, you know, those are the takers. And we want to be in a relationship with people that give and take. When I've signed people up for very high-end programs where they're paying me a lot of money and I say, look, you have unlimited, you know, text or whatever, just ask me questions in between, no worries. They would literally, or you can call me or we set up a time, they would literally apologize and say, look, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I have this question. Well, you paid me for it. I built that into the program. But yet they were so conscientious about my time and so appreciative. Those are the people you want to work with. Those are the people who love you, appreciate you, and value your time. It's the, you know, that's where giving a lot of free stuff away, you do, we're going to attract the freeloaders in who are never going to spend a dime. And if they unsubscribe because you just sent them a link to a beautiful 5 free video series, then screw them, right? They have a lot more healing to do. And there's a lot of folks who don't get this whole thing. Like I interviewed JJ Virgin the other day and we're talking about her mindset thing and she just kept going back to appreciation, right? We have to start the day with appreciation. We have to end the day with appreciation. And then there's people and like, don't look at your plight as being a disaster. Look at your plight as being a message from, you know, and all that. And so we had still had somebody write in and say, well, I'm eating right and I still am not getting well. Like, what did we just say? We're focusing on what you want, right? Okay, there's a lot more than just eating right to do with this. And so there's going to be people no matter how much you give, no matter how much you give. And I hear stories from, like I've heard great stories from JJ and from other people who are really big and giving lots of good free stuff and inexpensive stuff. The crazy things that we have a contest at the Mindshare that I go with. That's the zanies, right? Everybody has to submit their craziest customer support tickets. And you just, we're sitting there peeing our pants. It's so hysterical. Like people would say that stuff. Right? After I'm giving you all this great stuff. Yeah, it's going to happen. You got to feel vulnerable. Once you can risk feeling vulnerable, you know, it's like going into a relationship, right? If you're not willing to open and bare your soul and risk being hurt, you can't make a partnership work.
No.
Right? Yeah.
Because I've still been feeling like there's this sort of I'm divided and there's my spiritual self, which I haven't really been able to embrace for the last year because I've been so busy doing this stuff, which is completely unlinked to what I should be doing. What I'm not just should, but what my heart sings.
Desire, what you're desiring. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen Lynn's things that she's doing. She just went through a list thing. She says, what I really want people to get is this spiritual evolution through nutrition. So she's created this little series and, you know, it's just her way of getting out there and getting that message out there. And, you know, you don't have to go to the extreme of announcing your spiritual peace, but definitely announce your functional medicine, you know, and that's not even functional medicine because that's too, it's the lifestyle, the people, everybody being in charge of their own health and making decisions, right? And knowing, coming from a place of knowing. I can't not say that stuff to people. And even if they think I'm wacko, I may be quiet when I'm sitting at dinner with my husband's MD friends who think I'm whack case. But, you know, it's okay. I mean, but if they ask me, I'm just there. And I've gotten into it, like, oh yeah, and Hashimoto's, and I've talked about whatever, and they're going, well, Hashimoto's can't be cured. I'm like, well, I don't know what, I don't care what you want to call it in terms of cure or whatever, but have a person come in with raging antibodies, feeling like crap, this is what's happening, and we get them off gluten, and we get them on a good diet, we get them sleeping, we get them, get rid of hidden infections, and guess what? It's gone. And I've had people after 50 years of that, it's gone. And they'll go, well, you can't call it a cure. I don't call it a cure. I just say, this is the results I get. If people want to get those kind of results, we can work. But there's proof that, you know, we have all kinds of good medicine for autoimmune disease. I'm like, really? We have medicine to suppress the symptoms, not to actually get to the root cause. Well, moderate, you know, and it's like, I just like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to talk about this anymore, you know? And this is on a hike, you know, this is talking to him on a hike, you know, where nature and suddenly it goes sour because, you know, he's very all, you know, loving the earth, organic food, but in those areas, this is what I learned in medical school. Mm. And this is what I'm going to stick to. So, but the point is that you choose the places where you get into it, but in terms of who you want to attract in, that's where you reveal. That's where you reveal. Yeah. It's more than just a biochemical job. There's a whole bunch more. And there's all these other things you can do to control your biochemistry. And come up with ways to say it to people. Like, if you had a choice between taking a prescription drug, which is expensive and may have side effects, to alter your biochemistry, or you could, for free, change the way you think, start to incorporate appreciation, eat differently and move your body and have the same effect, but without the side effects and without the cost. Which would you like to choose? And sometimes when you really lay it out in a way that, like, it's almost like, oh, duh. It's like limiting beliefs, right? When you start to ask yourself, do I really believe this? And what if, and you go, hell no, that's kind of dumb, right? It's like when you start to ask the questions in a way that makes people think in a different way and they go, that doesn't even make sense. Why do I want to pay the doctor $75 a month for this prescription? And in the NHS, you don't have to pay for it. But here, even the copays are often outrageous. And then I have to go back every 6 months to get this prescription refilled. And I have to pay for the, you know, and I have to do, why can't I just learn how to do this in a way that empowers my body? And don't be afraid to talk about the inner healer. You know, body is the innate ability to heal. And that's scientifically proven. I cut my hand. I don't have to do anything and my hand heals over, right? That's the inner healer at work, right? You break a leg and it mends itself. There's no drug that causes it to mend itself.
No.
Right? So if you can take those woo concepts, if people want to call them woo, bring them back to the science, which you're so good at, then they get it. They go, oh yeah. I mean, literally these people, I've had two different instances. One is the guy that was videotaped, the two of the guys that were videotaping my sweet spot videos. And, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. And by the end of it, I'm like, I want to be in your program. One of them joins he took the metabolic reset thing. He joins it and he's posting on Unstoppable Health all the time about how great he feels. Right?
Right.
He's heard me in these videos and go, oh, that makes sense. Oh my God, that makes sense. I never thought of it that way before. Right? Mm-hmm. Makes sense to people. Mm-hmm. And like Steph said, repel the ones that you don't want. This is going to be work. I don't want the people to come in my program that think that I have just some other magic bullet and they're just going to not have to do anything. I want them to know, this is going to be work, but just like childbirth, just like college, just like marriage, just like so many things, that work is worth it. It gets you results. You can't go to college and not open a book and just pay your tuition, get a degree and get a result, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help?
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
So what's a follow up? What are you going to do? Finish your new e-zine, but really make sure in your e-zine that you're coming across, that you is coming through.
Uh-huh.
Not the fancy language you've learned to use over time, but connect.
Yeah. Yeah. So finish my e-zine, add a couple of excerpts from my blog posts that are relevant, and phone this patient tonight, to have the conversation.
Heart to heart.
Yeah.
No script, no nothing, just you. You'll do it. You post to us and let us know how it goes. We're going to send you energy to give you the strength to be able to just be you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else? Anything to add? Lisa, Diane, Steph? Lisa?
No, it's just hard. I can feel what you're going through. I mean, it's kind of like a split from what you're, you know, how you've been working and the type of person you'd like to attract. I'm just wondering what the private client, what did she sign up for?
Well, she only signs up for one session at a time.
Okay.
You know, and she just didn't want to commit to working with me for 6 months. She's sort of angry that I haven't seen her, and it was her that cancelled the January appointment. Mm. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she sounds really difficult. So, good luck.
It's not as difficult as some of them at all. Yeah. There's some others that are really demanding, but I think that's exactly what you've been saying. And it was such a shock to be able to give healing after the last NEPA session. I had a session with Jane about the healing work she was doing, and that Monday I gave some spiritual healing to a private client, and she was absolutely blown away by it. She couldn't believe how fabulous she felt, and she didn't believe that I hadn't been using that more.
Yep. That's amazing, right? You're holding back because you're afraid of rejection or pushing people away, but you're only going to push away the people that don't want it, and those people who need it are not getting what they need from you.
Mm. And, you know, I feel that I should, because other bioidentical hormone doctors do this, I feel like I should be doing half an hour follow-up sessions or quarter an hour follow-up sessions, but obviously I can't do any healing-y work in that time at all, or not even a proper coaching session, although Kendall Summerhawk does power coaching in 15 minutes, of course.
I've done her power coaching.
Yeah, how do you
find it? Very powerful.
No, so it doesn't reach into the heart. It's just like bullet. It must be just like bullet
points. You're left to like, okay, what now what? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. So if I set my follow-up appointments at an hour as well and develop my programs in that way, and I'm feeling more and more that my sort of with my niche market of the perimenopausal woman, that I can create a year-long mastermind. I'm not jumping ahead here, but I can create a year-long mastermind and cover the adrenal and the thyroid. For those people who are doing the year-long program, because it's all part of the same thing because of the way the hormones interact. And then bring in joint venture partners for a liver cleanse and for a probiotic sharing and, you know,
yep,
gluten-free stuff.
Yep.
And Lisa's stuff.
Yeah. But get the small stuff really nailed. Get it so that, you know, your program that you just did and your private stuff work together. So you explain to them, look, I'm going to give you access to this great online program. We're going to talk about specific things. I'm going to have you watch a little video, and then we're going to talk about how to apply that for you and how that relates. And if there's certain things in there that don't relate, then we're just going to skip them. So I'm just going to take you through, but there's lots of good resources in there for you. Mm. Right. And if you can integrate the two, it works really well. Because then you're not telling them over and over again why the inflammatory fats are affecting their hormone receptors and their arthritic joints and whatever else they may be having. And really coming from a place of the hormones, you know, hormones affect everything. And you may be thinking you just need some extra estrogen and progesterone, but in reality, there's the adrenals, there's the thyroid, there's the digestive hormones, there's the whole gambit. And when you get it all solved, you feel great. Mm. Yeah, you're on the right track.
So it really is about getting to see people once a month rather than once every 6 months, isn't it?
Once a week at the beginning, once every other week. Like, it depends on where they're at. I mean, initially I'd like to see people once a week or once every other week, because it depends on where they're at, right? If all I'm doing is running tests and seeing what they're at. But once a month is not, unless you have an educational thing that they're doing in between to learn the stuff. But yeah.
See, all I've got people on for so far is an appointment every 6 months, maybe the other 3 months when they first start.
Yeah, so that's because all you're doing is the bioidenticals.
Yeah.
And maybe really looking at how bioidenticals fit into the picture, and maybe even making a diagram where that's just a little piece and all the other pieces. So you see, oh, that's just one small piece of it.
Yeah.
A tree. I saw this tree and I saw some leaves. And yeah. Leaf was one of the other lifestyle aspects, and the bioidentical hormones and maybe diet and herbs and all these different tools that you use. But the tool, they're just tools. Bioidentical hormones are just tools to get people balanced. Gluten-free diet is a tool to help them restore balance, right? Probiotics, it's a tool. But what's the overall approach you're taking is balance. And figuring out which of those tools is going to be the most appropriate. Maybe some people need all of them, but which one to start with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and having a hierarchy. Like if they're not drinking water, I don't care how many herbs they're taking. I don't care what else they're doing. Like they're dehydrated. Their cells aren't going to work properly. That's why I always start with water. And people want to gloss over that, right? Like yeah. Water. What do I know I'm supposed to drink it. Well, how much water do you drink? Well, I drink at least 3 cups a day. Like, how much do you weigh? 220 pounds. Okay, do you know that that's like a fraction of what you need? Right? What happens when you can't expel the waste products and circulate them through and get them to the kidneys to be excreted? Right? They get stored back in your cells. Your cells are toxic.
Plus over here, very few people are avoiding tap water.
Oh my. Yeah, there you go, right there, you know.
Overall, if they are drinking 6 or 8 glasses of water, it's tap water.
It's a lot of chemicals. Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot of work to do and they need the education.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. That's amazing.
So who wants to go around and just share? I think Steph had something for Diane, and then we can share if there's anything you have that you want to offer another person, and then what's one takeaway that you're going to do. So who wants to start that? You want to start, Lisa? You're unmuted.
Oh. Yeah, it was just interesting hearing where everybody's at. That we're all at different points of figuring out what we're doing. So maybe some of you are more clear than me, but I don't feel quite so alone. So that was really good to hear. And because sometimes I feel I really get lost in the and what I'm going to do now is just think of the funnel now, the free gift that leads them in, and just choose one of the 3 or 4 areas that I'd like to specialize in, and then get that done.
Good.
One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. That's right. That's right. That's great. Diane.
I just want to let Allison know that I think a little bit of it is also some growing pain. Because of this huge, massive transition of going from to, you know, what you're trying to do. And I would want a doctor just like you, frankly, but you know, but then I'm woo-woo too, so no big deal.
You
but,
want to attract them. I'm sure there's woos in England. I'm sure there's plenty of woo-woo people in England.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Avalon, all those things. I'm going to be working on, you know, this spinoff program, you know, while Deb's working on self-study, so I've got plenty to keep me busy.
Great. Super. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Steph?
Okay. I just want to quickly, for Diane, before I say my thing, Diane, are your clients for this new program, are they coming from your other gluten-free program, or is this just, okay, so I really, really, really hope that you take the time to reiterate the damage that can be done if you skip the gluten-free while traveling, because these are like, then it would just be a bunch of tips that they don't necessarily do because they still think like, oh, free pass on whatever while I'm traveling and I'll eat gluten free at home, which sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a really good point. That would be a good module.
Yeah. This isn't for the people who've done this program. This may be some.
It's an early.
Right. Yeah. But this is like, this is like your, but like, this is like your marketing too, cause nobody's gonna say, I need gluten free while traveling unless they're 100% committed to eating gluten free the whole entire time. Because.
Yeah, but healthy travelers tips I think would be a better.
Yeah.
healthy traveler's tips, travel, keeping your health up while traveling. And then the beginning part would be how important it is if, you know, that gluten-free is really important. Because this is beyond it's gluten-free. It's just, you know, how you eat. Because people could go travel gluten-free and go to the restaurants that offer them gluten-free.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I don't think anyone would No, I wasn't saying like to have your marketing be that, but it's like if that doesn't come across, then they're not going to follow the modules. Like they're not going to do it unless they really believe in the heart.
Good points. Cause bringing them into your funnel there would be like, so you're healthy on the, well, you're healthy when you're at home and you're really, and you're wondering why you're not really getting far and you travel a lot. How do you do this? You know, just kind of dealing with the problems that people have with travel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Traveler's Survival Program or something. Low end program. It's to have them have something to get people into. What did we say? Like a $97 or $47. I can't remember what we talked about in terms of numbers, but a real low piece that would then get them to want the whole program. That's like, how do you travel? So I agree with you because positioning it so that it's not, hey, if you're gluten free and you want to travel, here's some tips. It's more, how do you maintain your energy and your vibrance and your health while you're traveling?
Yeah, something they care more about. Yeah.
And then how important it is to stay gluten-free and that any, you know, all the gluten, if you do buy, if you do eat gluten on the road, it's all going to be, you know, non-organic and white flour processed and all that. Right. Anyway,
because you can do a lot of damage when you're traveling.
Oh yeah.
And you feel it when you get home.
And then they feel awful when they get home.
Yeah,
great.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just going to do all these. I'm going to do everything that you guys said for my program. Yeah. It's going to take a while.
And then you don't good have to, yeah, you're fair. Have to do right away. It just is little by little. And here's the thing, whenever you guys create programs, is you're going to do them and then you're going to go, oh, I could have made this better. And oh, I could have made that better. And oh, I could have made that better. And you have to look at it as making it better, going to generate more income right now. Or is it going to just take me a lot of time and distract me from other income producing things? And you can improve it while you're working on other things that are going to drive you. You know, you can have that be a background thing that you can do, right? Yeah.
True.
Because I could spend my whole entire life just improving all the stuff that I've created.
Yeah, I was just going to say I have so many improvements. Like I could just, and I really want to take a stand for quality, but I know you're right that if I don't have an income, quality is really pointless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all of you going through this thing about like what am I meant for? What's my, what am I going to be when I grow up? What do I really want to be standing for? It doesn't change. It doesn't change no matter how far along you get in terms of your success or your clients or your programs. It's always that going back to, am I really standing for what I really want to? And I've made that evolution over the last few years of really like honing in on the band-aid versus root cause. That has just been over the last couple of years and just like really taking a stand. And to me, like so much more, I'm so much more about talking about appreciation and about the mental stuff and the emotional stuff. And I used to be very geeky and just talk about the biochemistry a whole lot more. And it's evolved. Like, who do I want to be? How do I want to be seen out there? And then, okay, take an evolution. It's very tempting for me to just go back and try to fix all my programs as opposed to, or make new ones, as opposed to how do I position what I've got in terms of getting me a consistent flow of revenue without having to do 12 launches a year. Right? And you're in that mode like that. You just do launch, and taking some background time to say, okay, how can I do this? And when you figure out, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it an evergreen and I'm going to have this funnel going into it, then as you get people through it, you can little by little, okay, I'm going to make module one better. Now I'm going to make module two and now I'm going to improve module three.
Yeah.
Right? When you get people in it, lined up for it, not before, not in lieu of. Because it's all, we all have good excuses, right? It's always good, easy to come up with excuses for doing what we really should be doing or want to be doing because we're scared.
Yeah.
Very easy to get up. Distractions are a dime a dozen.
We can procrastinate forever.
And I'm not a procrastinator, so it's an active procrastination, right? So I'm not procrastinating like, I get an idea, oh, I'm going to go do that. Not thinking through the long-term implications and what is that going to keep me from doing that maybe I'm more uncomfortable about. Oh, I'm
really distractination.
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 I like that one.
I have this problem too.
Distractination, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why before you get too far along, Lisa, right? And go off in this direction and then have 5,000 things you have to market and you don't have time to market any of them. That one example that he gave yesterday was like, okay, I'll never forget that. That's going to keep me going. I just lost $40,000 by not doing it the right way. You know,
$1,000 a day sounds great.
Oh, that sounds great. I mean, that's one of my goals is okay to create this program that generates $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to start working with a new social media expert and see what we can do. So you're going to get these funnels going and then just one at a time, optimize them, get some people flowing and then go to the next one and the next one. Cause I'd like to retire to the beach and just have calls like this all day long and in between swimming and not have to deal with launches. They're a lot of work. Well, no, you've all been through them. They're a lot of work, right? There's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
You finish one, go to the next, finish one, go to the next. It's not a good business model.
It's nice. It would be nice to be able to outsource it all.
I've tried.
It costs you so much.
Well, it costs a lot and it doesn't always get done. That's the problem. If I could outsource it and pay a bunch of money and know I could get that back on the other end and that they were going to handle every single detail, I'd be real happy. But the truth of the matter is a lot, you got to really watch who you're outsourcing to and you still have to be on top of them. And that's the thing. So the more we can create it and have it be tried and true and in the background as opposed to it launches such an urgency mode, right? It's so much urgency. Got to get this done. Okay, the thing's tomorrow. Oh, they got to get this in. We got to, oh, that email didn't work. Let's tweak it. It's a lot of work. So creating these evergreens, creating the funnels that lead to the evergreens. And that's how we came up with the travel thing for Diane was that, you know, okay, now she has this program, but there's, how do we get this? They're going to work on it, evergreening it, but how are you going to get people flowing into it?
Yeah.
And we thought of some entry point kind of things that.
Oh, see. So it's that way around. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you take what you have and pull a piece out and make it something that's a low cost entry point? And then you move them upsell into the next piece. Anybody else? Where are we at? We have 4 more minutes.
I had loads of take-home things. I thought it was amazing what you were saying about what you learned yesterday, moving from doing 3 projects at once to one at a time. I mean, I know you've been saying for ages, just focus on one thing. For me, it's very difficult as a confirmed addicted scanner doing several things at once. But to add the financial implications of doing that.
Right.
That's
what got me.
I thought Diane's course sounds exciting, like a good new thing to be doing. You got so many brilliant ideas, Steph, for really holistic approach to learning. It's just really interesting the way your brain works and brings in all these different aspects. It's really cool. I've got so many things to take home from your discussions around, from my case, that's just brilliant. I'm just beginning, it's just making me think, oh, maybe this will work after all, because I was sort of thinking, oh, I hate these private clinics, I hate these patients, and this isn't what I want to be doing with my life at all. And it's so easy for me to just go to a locum, have 10-minute appointments, write prescriptions, but create a good relationship with them, so each person walks away saying, you're the best doctor I've ever had. But it's so easy for me to do with that model because I'm hardwired to do it. But at the same time, I'm thinking I need to be able to leverage that relationship I built within 10 minutes into my year-long programs and actually make a profit from it without it being sucked into doing locums full-time because they're easy to do. So thank you so much for helping me to see a different way forward from my private clinics here.
You know what I would do too? I'm sure you've done this as part of the umpteen marketing programs you've taken, but is to just really sit down and describe your ideal client. You know, Mary Sue, she's 37, 42, whatever. She's has this kind of occupation. She's really sweet and caring. She really wants the best for her family, but she's been working too hard and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she doesn't even realize that all her habits are hurting her. And she's just like, wow. You know, just describe it all. Like, describe her down to the T and then talk to her. Talk to her in your easing. Talk to her in your marketing. Talk to her when you're setting up your script, so to speak, for the strategy session. Just assume everybody's her. And yeah, make adaptations, but assume that that's who they are. And these are the kind of people I want to work with. And it sounds like you're just exactly the kind of person I want to work with. Don't be afraid to say that to somebody. Wow, yeah, you're really open-minded. Pull in the woo on that first strategy session. Maybe you're not. You know, maybe you're just talking bioidenticals and they're going, well, why do I have to pay you for education on this? I could just go get my script done at my doctor's. But you're talking in, you know, the problem with medicine, the way I've been practicing it for 17 years and what is really driving me is that it's all in here and we just have to get the habits and the, you know, and you just talk to them that way on the first visit, right? Don't think about, I'm trying to convince this person to work with me. Think about it as I'm screening this person to see if this person is qualified to work with me. If I want to work with this person. And that when you go into it that way, it's a whole different thing. I remember going into calls like that and going, I don't want to work with this person. Like, I really don't want to work with this person. And then I would just switch to the gear and I would go, oh, well, yeah, you got a great thing. And all you have to do is go gluten-free, get off of dairy, start to this, do this. And, you know, here's these five things. Just start doing those. You're going to be great. And they'd go, okay. And then that was it. Because I knew then I just blew them away with too much stuff. And I gave them the stuff to do. Like, why? And then I didn't make them an offer. And I learned how to reverse engineer it so that person was like, okay. And because I didn't want to have to say no after the person said, oh yeah, I want to work with you. But you might be doing what I was doing deliberately. You might be doing that in your calls because it's scaring them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do this.
Thank you.
You all can. You all are very skilled and talented, and it's just a matter of all of us directing it forward instead of... Okay. Bye. Talk to you next time.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good to see you guys.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah.